last time. I guess I'll just do a quick recap where we were. So we started this last issue question, is there a problem with mitzvah b'aveira when the person has been koneh the item, the gazelle, before the mitzvah enters the picture? So we saw those major machlokes Yishonim on that question. Many thought that there is no problem with mitzvah b'aveira, the Ri, the Ramban, the Ritva, Yiri, many others. And others, Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Hananel, felt that, no, that's not the case, that even if you were koneh prior to the mitzvah, there still could be a problem with mitzvah b'aveira. So we noted that in analyzing this, it needs to be understood in light of each of the different basic shitos, the three different shitos, regarding what is a mitzvah b'aveira, what does it mean that a mitzvah is ba'a b'aveira. So we noted that according to the Ritva, the Meiri, this is an essential feature of mitzvah b'aveira. It has to be true that we would paskin, in this case like the Ri, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, that if you're koneh beforehand, there is no mitzvah b'aveira, because according to them, what mitzvah b'aveira is mitzvah misayaya b'aveira. It brings in avera. It contributes to the avera. In particular, when you're talking about Gezel, it contributes to the kinyan of the gazlan. It's his endeavor to be motzi, this chavetz, to be something which isn't his. So if he does that fully at the time when he's koneh, if the mitzvah is what does that, so then that's a mitzvah. That's what a mitzvah b'aveira is, or at least in this context, it's mitzvah misayaya b'aveira. In this context, it means mitzvah misayaya b'kinyano. So for them, this is clearly so, that if you're koneh beforehand, there's no mitzvah b'aveira, that misses out on the essential characteristic, defining feature of mitzvah b'aveira. You don't have the mitzvah misayaya. The kinyan gomer happens way before the mitzvah, so it's obviously not the siyu ha-mitzvah which is doing. That's the approach of the Ritva, that's clear, that necessarily follows. What about the Ravid? So regards to the Ravid, basically, we discussed that you can take it several different views. On the one hand, you might say that the Ravid, he'll for sure agree with the Ri, that if you're koneh beforehand, b'kinyan gomer, so then there's nothing to talk about, there's no problem with mitzvah b'aveira. Why? Because for the Ravid, again, the major idea of mitzvah b'aveira is a mitzvah which you're performing with the chetzah shel aveira. Right, he gets that from the pasuk, ve'aveisim es ha-gazel. And once you're koneh the chevet, so it's shalohu koneh, shalohu mocher, shalohu teveh, shalohu mocher, it's his item, he's being yotzei now with his item, he happens to have a chov, I mean, he still did an aveira, so begavra, he's still mechuyev to be mishalem damin, but as far as this chetzah is concerned, it's not a chetzah shel aveira, and therefore you should be able to be yotzei with it for the mitzvah. That's one possibility, to say across the board he's going to be able to be yotzei with it. He agrees with the Ri entirely. We saw that one can consider misvara at least the opposite. Maybe he'll say it never helps to have a kinyan beforehand, and the assumption then would be that it's still the shein gezel persists even once he's been gozel. And we mentioned in that context just quickly a few different ways to understand that, or a few different ways in which that might manifest itself, why we might consider it to be still a shein gezel. One, perhaps it's not fully his. And that could be one of two variations. Either we'll say the more radical position of the Ravid regarding Yesh Rishin Rishus, that when we say the gazlan is koneh, that just means that he has the ability to require damim from the bailim in order to be machzir, but he has to be machzir the ben. And if the bailim, the original bailim, wants his item, or if you know who the bailim is, you have to return that item bidamim. So you own it to the extent that you get to have damim returned to you, but it's still a mitzvah, presumably it's mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yesh Rishus Gezel, you still have a mitzvah to return the ben itself, give it back. So if that's the case, on some level, whether or not like the Rashba really went quite far with this, he thought that according to the Ravid, the Lokeh in that case has no kinyan aguf b'chal. That we said probably not so, or at least you don't. If the Ravid himself, it seems to be not so, because the Ravid, you know, understood the Gemara, and you know the Gemara says you can be yotze with lulav in that case midin lachem. So it seems to be that it is certainly his, but nonetheless we might say that even if it's his, but it's not fully his, and that's represented by the fact that you have to give it back. Or less radical, the assumption maybe would be that chiv adamim represents a lack of a complete kinyan. In other words, the fact you're chayiv mamon is really just a reflection of you're not having been koneh this item fully. You don't own it l'damav, and for that reason, even though you can keep the ben, but you still have to return the damim. This was the way the Ramban understood yeyush. In other words, the chiv adamim man damar yeyush kedikani, the chiv adamim lachar yeyush, the Ramban is a reflection of the lack of a full kinyan, the lack of the totality of the kinyan over the chevetz v'damav. You don't have that, and therefore you're still chayv damim because you don't have that. So if you say either of those things, it makes a lot of sense to assume. Meaning, if you say that for one or the other reason it's not considered fully shelcha, it makes a lot of sense to assume then it's still defined as a chevetz ha'gzul. It's not fully shelcha. What is it? It's a chevetz ha'gzul. the second stage Chatzak Zula. It's not just, it's not that you know, you own it to some extent now, but it's still Chatzak Zula. Or perhaps, maybe, if you assume there's a chiv latzis de shemayim, like the Ramban and Muhammad did, and he thought that's what the Gemara was saying, not what the Ravid says, that you have a chiv lachzir it, but you rather, let's say de shemayim machzir, this is the Gemara and Kufidal regarding Shinu Shus. So if you have a chiv latzis de shemayim, maybe that'll result in or be reflecting the fact that it's still defined as guzzle. Or even if there's, and this is the sort of the alternative, even if bedine adam and bedine shemayim, it's fully yours. No requirement to return it. Aval Pichain, it's still, we haven't forgotten the history, it still carries with it the association with Gzela, it's still defined, as far as Halach is concerned, as something that you got, it's ill-gotten gains, it's legally recognized gains, but it's still ill-gotten, and that hasn't been forgotten, it's still Chavetz HaGzula. So, we could have said, for all these reasons, or for any of these reasons, it's still Chavetz HaGzula, even after you've been Kanet, and therefore it'll still be a promise above there. In the end, it seems like the Ravid goes in the middle Shita, and this is what we finish off with. The Ravid himself, if you just put together what he says in his in the Hasagos here and in the Hilchos Lulav LaRavid, what emerges is that the Ravid held, at least regarding Shinui Maisa and Takanas Meirish, in both those cases, there's no Chavetz HaGzula anymore. For different reasons. But in both those cases, therefore, if you were Kona either Midin Takanas Meirish, or Midin Shinui Maisa, before the mitzvah came into the picture, you won't have a problem with mitzvah b'avera, because in those cases there's no chetz exula. He gets the shinui maisa from the Yishami, and the explanation of it from the Yishami. He gets from, that's in Hilchos Lulav LaRavid. He gets the Takanas Meirish, his explanation of Gozal Eitz Mesichet Behem in our Gemara, and Daf Lamed Aleph. But he says explicitly in the Hilchos Lulav LaRavid, in his Kuntras, that he thinks that when it comes to Yeyush, if you're going to purely be Yeyush, so then in that case, he does believe you still have a problem with mitzvah b'avera. The difference with regard to the others two is when it comes to Shinei Maisa, so then it's Ishtani, it's not the same Chevitz anymore. That's what he says. He quotes Yisham saying, he explains it, Ho'el V'Ishtani, and it works very well with him. For him, the point being, it's no longer that Chevitz. It's not the Chevitz Akzula, it's some other Chevitz. That's the basis for your Kinyan in that case. In which case, there's no problem with Avera, and with regard to the Kadosh Meir, so he said that the idea seems to be that as part of the Kadosh Shavim, Chazal really cleared the slate, cleared, wiped clean what happened. You have a Chi of Damim, but as far as this is concerned, it's yours and gizintahe. It's not considered to be, you know, Hashem Sonei Gezel V'Olah. This is yours. So those are two exceptions, but otherwise he seems to be assuming, the Ravid, that it's the Shem Gezela indeed persists even through the Kinyan. Okay, so that's where we were last time. All right, so now what we come to is addressing this question, the issue of the whether or not you still have a problem mitzvah b'vera once you've been Kona before the mitzvah, within the third approach of Tosfos, namely that mitzvah haba aver, what does it mean mitzvah haba aver? Mitzvah haba aidei aver. Mitzvah haba machmas aver, right? The mitzvah comes via, or enabled by, the aver. So, what do you think about
Misvara, actually, yeah. Be a problem.
Misvara, therefore what? If you hold this way, then what do you think if there's kona before the mitzvah?
It should still be a problem.
Yeah, l'chora, right? The most natural fit with this position is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That even if you've been kona beforehand, but so what? Mitzvah b'aver means that the mitzvah was done by or enabled by an aver. In this case, it was enabled by an aver. Even if you've been koned already, it's irrelevant. So the most natural thing to think, l'chora, is that if you take the mitzvah b'aver to mean mitzvah ba'aydei avera, so then it doesn't matter whether or not you've been koned beforehand, it's still a mitzvah ba'aydei avera. And that is at least a very good initial understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. What about the re? The Ri who holds that if you've been kona beforehand, so then there's no mitzvah b'avera. So the Chora here, I think you could say one of two ways. It's a shame that Ari's not here, because I'm going to mention Ari. One is to understand that this is a principle that derives from the definition of what machmas is. It defines machmas. In other words, what I'm saying is that if you were kona before the mitzvah entered the picture, so then the mitzvah isn't ba-machmas avera. Despite what we said initially seems very plausible, it's in fact not so. And if you think about it, the truth is, we mentioned at the time in the rollout of Shita Satosos regarding mitzvah ba'a machmas avera, we mentioned then that there are two ways you can take this. What does it mean to say mitzvah ba'a machmas? It could mean, one, that it's the avera enables the mitzvah. Had I not done the avera, I wouldn't have been able to done the mitzvah, at least not the way I did it. Right? If the avera enables the mitzvah, and that's how it came to be, so that's going to possible. Alternatively, we said it doesn't have to be necessarily that it's enabled by the avera, but rather maybe you just did the mitzvah via an avera. Not that it had to be via an aver, but it was done via an aver. The Nafkamina, we mentioned Machzor Shel Tevel, where the aver part of it seems to be completely incidental. You don't have to; it doesn't have to be an aver in order for you to be Mekayim Mitzvah's Matzah. You could easily be Metakin it and still be Mekayim Mitzvah's Matzah. Nonetheless, those things, this Bechilas Machzor Shel Tevel, should be, ought to be, this seems to be a case of Mitzvah B'Avera. So we explain that what Tosos seems to be assuming there is that when we say mitzvah ba machmas avera, it means that the mitzvah was done via an avera. Not that it was necessarily the avera, doing an avera enables the performance of the mitzvah, but rather the mitzvah was performed via an avera. And that you have in the context of achilas shel tevel, you ate tevel, that's how you performed your mitzvah. You didn't have to, but that's how you did it. So if you take that view of what machmas means and consider it, so it actually seems to make a lot of sense. That requires, it even compels us to take this view that if you're kona beforehand, there's no, that's not going to be a problem with mitzvah b'avera. Why? Because what does it mean to say that the mitzvah was done via an avera? It means that it's a performance of the avera, which was the performance of the mitzvah. I did my mitzvah via the execution of an avera. And if that's the case, so then this implies the reposition. After all, once I'm kona the chevet, so then being further machzik the chevet, l'chor, that's no longer an avera. It's no longer a maisa b'avera. Right? I'm holding on to chevet, which is now mine. That's not really an avera anymore. It's not continuing in an avera. And if that's the case, if hachzakas hachevet is no longer an avera, so then when you go to your mitzvah, netilas dalad minim, via being machzik those chavatzim, so that's not a performance of mitzvah via an avera. The avera is already done. Right, so it's almost, I don't want to say it's necessary, but it's really quite compelling to assume that if you say mitzvah ba machmas avera, it means that you're mekayim your mitzvah via the asiyas avera. So if that's true, then once you've already been kona the chevetz, it's now yours, so then continuing to hold on to it is no longer an avera. So then when it comes to the mitzvah and you're being yotzei your mitzvah, you haven't done an avera in the fulfillment of the mitzvah.
I mean, it's not quite like the ritual that the mitzvah has to be misayeya.
No, again, it's the opposite.
But it has to be a temporal overlap, so the mitzvah never had to come.
But for totally different reasons.
Here. It kind of appears like the ritual she's doing. It's on the surface, like, looks very
similar. It doesn't make enough gamina in terms of this issue, but for a whole host of other ones, meaning, and I'll get to that in a second. Actually, let me just hold off on that. Yeah?
If we assume like what we said last
time. Let me just clarify, even if I don't have enough gamina, which I do, they're two different, totally different understandings. One is the mitzvah, it's the mitzvah which contributes to your avera. The other one is it's a matter of you're doing an avera is mekayim a mitzvah. Yeah.
If we assume like we said like last time about like the Ramban and the Ran and all those like shitos that say that you saw this like chi of daman, so wouldn't it be harder to still say that it's not baya once there's a kinyan zeil? Because if you limit the power of that kinyan, so it's much harder to. So you have to take a view of what kinyan gezel really is. If you have to say it's a much stronger kind of kinyan, because if you say that okay, it's a kinyan.
I don't know if you had to say that because I think all you would need to say is that holding on to it is no longer an aver. It's not that itself is probably not a new Maisavira Gezel, but it's a continuation of the Maisavira Gezel, let's say. Mm-hmm. But the simple thing to think is, once you've been kone it and you don't have a chiyuv to return the be'en, so then holding on to that be'en is not at all an active nevera anymore. You might say the kvishas hamamon is kind of an nevera, maybe, but the holding on to the chefza itself, presumably, it's we didn't say that it was continuing. We might well come to this. Maybe we'll say it. That holding on to it in that case is still persisting in the avera itself. What we said was that it still has a chetz shame zula for that. It will still have a shame zula. To say it's another step to say that you're actually still in some way involved in the avera if you're holding on to the chetza because you're holding on to the chetza. It's not a stretch to say I think that you're still involved in the avera in some way. You're still over as you speak if you haven't yet been paid the money. But l'chora, that has nothing to do with being machzik the ben. In which case, you wouldn't still say you're persisting with this avera. So you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The alternative way to understand the re is that it doesn't really flow from the essential definition of what is a mitzvah ba'a b'avera, like it does if we say the first way. Rather, it's an additional limiting condition. In other words, what is a mitzvah b'avera? It means a mitzvah which is enabled by an avera. If doing an avera enables you to be mekayim a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah above avera. However, there's an additional condition. It has to be that the avera is still relevant in some way. The idea is, otherwise, if we just say machmas, as long as the avera enabled a mitzvah, so then any mitzvah done enabled by that avera will be pasul mishum mitzvah of avera. If you say that, so then lechora ain't lever sof. Just imagine, crazy case. Let's say you steal a plane ticket that takes you to California. And in California, you buy a lottery ticket. It happens to be that's the sole winning lottery ticket. Had it not been for the fact that you stole the ticket to California, you would never been able to have bought that ticket. Now, if you just say machmas, you could say every mitzvah that you do with that money that you won from the lottery is now machmas the avera. It all was enabled by the initial avera. Let's say any lulav, the rest of your life you buy with that money is now going to be puzzled because it's all came via an avera, that initial original sin, if you will, of having stolen the ticket. Libeinu omrim lanu. No, that doesn't make sense. Now, why is that? So maybe the reason answering, I'll tell you why. The avera has to still be relevant. Perhaps it must still persist, perhaps, by the time the mitzvah comes into play. It still needs to be around in some way. Perhaps, again, you still need to be continuing avera at the moment of the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's simply just, it's a thing of the past. It's just too far. It's too distant. It's not immediate enough for the Torah to say. It'll apostle the mitzvah. Torah or us, depending on whether or not it's in the eyes of their banan. So I think that's how you could also understand the Re. Now what emerges for the Re either way is a different explanation. It's a third explanation of why there's no mitzvah haba be'avera, and this is, now I'm getting to the point that you made, Adam, why there's no mitzvah haba be'avera when you're kona the chefetz legamri lift the mitzvah, right? So just to review quickly, for the Re for the Yiri, the issue is, at that point there's no siyu be'kinyon, if you already have the kinyon. It's not mitzvah misayeh at that point. For the Ravid type approach, whether or not the Ravid himself held this way, but for the Ravid type approach, the idea was that it's no longer a chetz shalavera, it's no longer a chetz gzula, it's just shalom, it's just like any other chevetz in his possession. And for the Re, according to our analysis, the reason that it's no longer a promise of haba be'avera is because after the kinyan, the avera is no longer relevant. It's no longer under picture. Either it's no longer machmas because of that, or it's just not it's just too distant. Even if it's still machmas, but it's too much of a thing of the past in order to really be consequential now. What would be nafka mina between the Re and others? A case where there's no siyu bekinyan and no shengzula, but the averus agezel is still relevant. Where might we have such a case? Tokis ugasa shechavera. Karka. Right? The normal way to understand karka nezelis is that there's no kinyan gzela, there's also no shengzula bekarka, right? That there's no kinyan you find in various places, that there's no shengzula is clearly implied by the Gemara here in the context of just the miyad of sukkah gzula. Doesn't have that miyad of toki sukkah shachaveh if you hold kargin zealous. So there's no sheng zula, there's no kinyan, but rova shitos, explicit in Zifrei, there is an aver of gezel. You are being over gezel as we speak. If you evicted somebody else and you're preventing him from taking his land back. Right? So in that case, we would say that if you hold the shitos of the Ravid and the Ritva slash Meiri, so kargin zealous poses no problem. And indeed, they say that. They both say this is why there's no problem of mitzvah baba veira there, karkin and zealous, and explain it that way. But for the Re, lechora, that's
not. You mean Tosfos?
No, I mean specifically the Re now, because the Re is the Bala Tosfos who holds that mitzvah baba veira.
Achmas
is
the Re,
okay, but I'm assuming that the Re doesn't have a radically different understanding of. It's not impossible for him to just agree with one of the others. Let's assume that that's not the case, that the Tosos here isn't Soser itself from one to the other. And again, here, even if you want to say the person of the Re may be held differently, but the Tosos on Ardaf starts out with, this is the understanding of Mitzvah B'Avera. I'm sorry, starts out with the assumption that Mitzvah B'Avera, what does it mean? It means Mitzvah Ba'ai De'Avera, and ends up with saying, and by the way, the Re held that if you were coined beforehand, there's no problem. You don't want the person of the Re, but certainly the Tosos on Ardaf at the very least. So that's what I mean when I say the Re. Okay? So for the Re, it should qualify as a problem mitzvah above Evera, right? Because even though there's no Sheng Gzula, there's no mitzvah misayeya, Adam, this is an answer to your question in part, right? Or it's the Nafkamina, they both basically say, they don't say the same thing. For the Ritva, Kargani Zels means there's no mitzvah above Evera. For the Re, it isn't so, because the Evera is certainly relevant. It's doing the avera, which is accomplishing the mitzvah. You're being tokev hasuka, being gozel the karka, the avera of gzeil's karka. That's how you're yotzi the mitzvah. So in that case, it will be mitzvah of avera, right? I think that's true. Now, what does Re in fact say? Why doesn't the Gemara, again, this is the original question, why does the Gemara apostle the case of Togia Sukasa Shechaveiro Midin Mitzvah Babavera, forget the issue of Sukkah Sheula and the issue of Karkin Gazelles. Why not just say Mitzvah Babavera? So I think one of a couple of things, and this is, by the way, a point that's relevant for the Rina Tam as well. It's relevant for Tosos, period. Maybe you hold, like the Balaam Or and Rabbi Avigdor HaKohen in the Mordechai we saw, that we reject Mitzvah Babavera. And maybe this is one proof of that. Right, that's the position that the Ravid attributed to the Balaam Or. The Balaam Or himself didn't say it, but the Ravid attributed to the Balaam Or the proof that we paskin against Mitzvah Babavera from the Sugya of Togetz Kugash HaKavera. Maybe that's so. Maybe he holds that way. Rabbi Avigdor HaKohen is one of the Balei HaTosos. So it's not something which is completely foreign to them. Or I don't know if it's viable in the Re. I didn't do a check to see if the Re says explicitly somewhere that we pass mitzvah b'aver. Or maybe he holds on that we do pass on mitzvah b'aver, but this isn't mitzvah b'aver for some other reason. And that could be for one of, I think, three. Just mentioned quickly. One is maybe the Re will say I agree with the Shita in Tosfos Bava Metzia, that when we say Kargin Gezel, it doesn't just mean Kinyanim, it also means there's no aver of Gezel. You're not over on Yisr Gezel when you're quote unquote Gezel Karka. Right? So that's why. You're not actually doing an Avera in performing the mitzvah here. Or perhaps the Re will say the reason that there's no problem there is because mitzvah Bavera doesn't apply to mitzvah Sukkah. It only applies to mitzvahs Mishum Ritzoi, and Sukkah is excluded. In fact, this is exactly the Shakla Vataria in the name of the Balei HaTosos in the Ritva. The Ritva, when he addresses the issue of Togiv Sukkah Shachver, why there's no problem with mitzvah Bavera, so he quotes this as a kasha of the Tosos. Behikshu B'Tosos. And Komakum Kevin Shetakva Mechaver Ha'ikim mitzvah Bavera. So they don't say no because there's no siyu b'kidin and there's no shame zula. None of that is relevant. But their answer is v'tirtzu d'lo armina mitzvah b'avera ela b'davarshu b'aliratzos kigon korban shovar v'lulav v'chayotzvam. So maybe the tam as well. Maybe that's their answer, and this is where they get it from, right? Now this sugya of Togiv Sukkah Shechaveiro, they couldn't say one of the other answers. Okay, or an alternative, and I'm not going to get into it, is maybe you'll say it's not really machmas in this case because since you don't need lachem. So then the Averish of Davar is not really a crucial element in performing the mitzvah. I think it's a strange thing to say. The Pnei Yeshua says something like it in explaining Shmuel, what's Shmuel's Shita. So the Pnei Yeshua says something that the Rishonim don't. I mean, the Rishonim give a number of explanations for Shmuel. The Pnei Yeshua gives a different one, which is that Mitoch Sheyotze B'Shal Yotze Nami B'Gazel. What that means is really he has mitzvah of Averish, but he thinks this isn't Machmas, because if you can be Yotze B'Shal, so then the Averish of Davar is not really... I think it's an interesting idea. It's not obvious at all. Very hard for self-evident, but if you say that regarding lulav, if that's the explanation for lulav on the second day, so then presumably that'll be the explanation for Sukkah too. All right. Another potential nafkamina between these different reasons why, among those Rishonim who hold that if there's a kinyan lifnei hamitzvahs and there's no problem mitzvah b'aveira, would have to do with, I think, the parameters of the mitzvah. What does it mean when we say lifnei hamitzvah? What is the shas hamitzvah here? What is the crucial point? What is the deadline after which we say it's going to be puzzle even if for Kona, right? Until when can a Kenyan resolve the problem it's above Vera? That's the question. All right, so the Tosas themselves here on Lamed Amud Aleph mention two options. One was Kodem Yontif, right? This is their explanation. They believe, believes this explains a number of different sugyas, including all the ones on the next stop on Lamed Amud Beis. And in explaining why, they say... meaning beforehand, so he's talking about, right, the shita that holds the Gemikona be'aguda, if it's a Shinei Maisin maybe. So why doesn't, what about the problem of Bavera, right? This was Baal Mor Tashas. So all those who believe that if there's a Kinyan beforehand, there's no problem with the mitzvahs, except for the Meiri, I think that's the answer to this question. I'll get to them here in a second. This is what Tosos is saying, and what's the cutoff here? So they say, A, maybe it's because it's just happens before Yontif. So the cutoff point seems to be Yontif. What's the point? Da'chasi lo'cha chiyuv mitzvah. Roughly speaking, what is the deadline? The point at which the mitzvah is chal. Now, one thing is unclear just in terms of the detail, right? The principle seems to be at the shas chalos chiyuv mitzvah. That's the principle they seem to be saying. If you count it before, then it won't be a problem. After, then it will be. The one detail here which is unclear is when is Mam Mitzvah Luv? Bayom, not Balayla. So either one of two. Either when they say Kodem Yantif here, it's Lav Dafki Yantif. It means Kodem Yom Rishon, as opposed to the Laila Rishona. Or And this is a fascinating suggestion, which I'm not going to elaborate, at least not in the near future, maybe at some point over the course of the year, maybe then, that Lila is considered mana mitzvah, at least for some purpose, for this purpose, even if lamaisa you're unable to be yotz the mitzvah until morning. You know, it's not a theory. You can say you can't fulfill the mitzvah now, and still it's mana mitzvah, to the extent that it's now the point at which the mitzvah has entered the picture. It's a possibility that requires further analysis, but in kam kamo. And then Tosafot has a separate possibility, which, meaning that's one possibility, even if we're talking about on Yontif, right, you do the aguda, you can make a neged on Yontif, right? Even if you do that, it's still not going to be a problem, it's above there. Why do lo dami lemakdish tachach kinyan v'hekdish b'yachad? So, what does this mean? It sounds like what you're saying is? Yeah, the asiyas mitzvah. It's the shas maisa mitzvah. Although, it's not so pashut, because as we noted, it's not so obvious that hekdish is a good model for asiyas mitzvah. It's not really the asiyas mitzvah, it's not the kiyum mitzvah. Maybe it's the tchilas asiyas mitzvah. All right, so... But I agree with you, Adam. I think that he's probably going for the Maisa Mitzvah here. So this, I think, ought to be analyzed, this question, just outside now, the Tosas, just when is it, what is the Shas HaMitzvah, what is the deadline? I think that needs to be analyzed in light of what's the basis for this position. What's the reason that Kinyan Lifnechein, Lifnei Mitzvah, is no longer Mitzvah Bavavera? So here, Meiri and the Ritva, according to their sheet, the cutoff point will be the point at which the mitzvah is no longer being misayeg bikinyan. But note that because they have very different sheets of what does it mean mitzvah misayeya, so it'll end up being very different here. For the Ritva, the critical point is the point at which there's a kinyan because of the mitzvah. Right? Once there's a kinyan because of the mitzvah, so then that's mitzvah bavera. If you're recording at some point prior to that, prior to there having been a kinyan, or what would have been a kinyan mishuma mitzvah, as a result of the fact of the mitzvah, so then that won't be a promise of Bavera. Lemaisa, this translates for him, given his understanding that what is the kinyan mishum ha-mitzvah in the context of lulav ha-gazel, it's the kinyan mishum, the kedushas ha-chefza, the kedusha which is chal, which we explained, it's the din of iser shimush be-chefzi mitzvah, either bizo mitzvah or huxel mitzvah, so huxel mitzvah is probably the better way to think of it. And that, l'shitas ha-ritva himself, and also l'halacha, that applies when? Shas kima mitzvah, shas maisa mitzvah. Right, so for the Ritva says this. If you're kona before the Netilas HaMitzvah, then you're not going to have a problem. And the reason is because the Netilas HaMitzvah is when Kedusha Mishum HaMitzvah is Chal, when there's an Isser Tashmish Bechefzei Mitzvah. Again, the strange Kiddush that he had, that since it's a kind of a Kadosh Mitzvah, so it constitutes kind of Rishus Kavoa. So it, at that point, it's because of the Mitzvah that you're being kona, that's the problem. Beforehand, won't be a problem. The Meiri, right, if you remember, what do we say the Meiri held? Mitzvah Misaya, what does it mean, Mitzvah? No, right, that can't be.
Oh, is there any preparation?
Hachana l'mitzvah, right? Esek, what the Meiri calls Esek ha-mitzvah. Right, is if you're doing something for the purpose of the mitzvah. That also is the Meiri mitzvah misayaya. It's a very different definition of what we mean when we say mitzvah misayaya. Now, for the Meiri, you have a much more expansive, and this is true not just in contrast to the Ritva, but in contrast to all the Rishonim. The Meiri probably has the most expansive answer to the question, by what point do I need to be kohen or for there to be no problem? Because anytime you already are osek bechana lemitzvah, you're going to have a problem for the Meiri. And this is precisely why the Meiri, alone among Rishonim, who held that if you're kohen before the mitzvah, there's no problem mitzvah b'aver. And nonetheless, he did not believe that this principle gave him an easy solution to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. All these cases in the Gemara are really quite difficult for the Meiri. Because in these cases, the Shina Maisa, let's say, you're me'agated, according to the having the Gemara, that this concept of Shina Maisa, so you would have been koned in your being me'agid l'shem ha-mitzvah. So the Meiri says that's a problem for him. Right? And those, even though it's not a kiyum ha-mitzvah, the eged, it's also prior to shas ha-mitzvah. It's, you know, it could be a week before. But for the Meiri, that's also already too late. At that point, if you're koned because of that act, which you're doing l'shem ha-mitzvah, that's mitzvah misayeh. So he resorted to other answers to that question. Right? I mean, the suffix. Okay. And by the way, the Meiri stands as a counterexample to the assumption that if a Rishon believes this sugya proves against mitzvah b'avera, it means he agrees with Rabbi Natam that even if you've been kona beforehand, before the mitzvah enters the picture, it's going to be a problem mitzvah b'avera. I think many assume that that's true. In other words, Baal Mor, he must also agree with Rabbi Natam, because Meiri held both of these things. He held that this whole Gemara of Adavankri is very problematic. Nonetheless, he held the position that there's no problem if you're kona lifnei mitzvah. What about for the Ravid? The Ravid type approach. So we don't really have evidence what he himself held about what the, let's say, for the case, in the case of Shinoi, Maisa, right? In the case of Shinoi, Maisa, what would the cutoff point have to be? So Yesh Ladin, it's compelling to assume that maybe for the Ravid, it'll have to be what? What do you think?
Before the
Maisa
Mitzvah.
Before the Maisa Mitzvah, right? Ve'aveisim is a gazel. So it's the Hava, which is part of the Mitzvah of Akravas, a Korban. So if it's, if you're doing that as your Hava, if you're doing the Mitzvah, so then that's a problem. Prior to that point, it won't be a problem. In other words, then you're not really being mevi as a gezel. Meaning it was a gezel the day before, but that wasn't what you're being mevi. You're being mevi something which was ishtani, right, in the Ravid's formulation. It's no longer that chetza. I think it's quite probable, but I just don't think we can rule out the possibility. You might say that for the purpose of the mitzvah, when do we designate this chetza as either chetza shalver or not? Maybe shas chalos achiyuv. At that point, we'll see in other contexts this comes up. At that point, a chevetz is already assessed by halacha with respect to its suitability for the mitzvah. This could be a general point, not just a mitzvah bevera point. Will come up in the context of dichui. Maybe shas chalos hachiyuv a mitzvah comes, and now every chevetz, everything is assessed in relation to that mitzvah. And if it's at that point zula, so it's ho'el diskatzai lebenesh mashos in a sense, it's a chetza zula, can't be used in at all. That could also be. What about for the re? So I think that for the re,
Say himself to
Now Misvara, what do we think about it? Right? I mean, the question is, at what point must the Avera still be relevant? So here, I think it makes sense to assume that this will depend on the two accounts we gave of the Re. In other words, maybe these two deos in the Tosos here are actually two deos regarding how we understand the Re. Right? If we go with the first explanation of the Re, that Mitzvah Bab Machmas Avera, what the Re is saying is that it's only defined as Machmas. Machmas means that you do the Mitzvah via an act of Avera. And what the Re is saying is that if that's the case, so then it has to be that it's still what's being done at the time of the mitzvah. You know, if you're kona b'lifnei mitzvah, so then there's no more avera b'chzakas achetza. So then it's not the performance of an avera to be mekayim mitzvah. It's something you did an avera beforehand, but that's not what's actually how you're doing the mitzvah. It's not via an act of avera. That's one explanation of the Re. If that's the case, then I think most compelling would be to assume that what's the shasa mitzvah here? The maisa mitzvah. Maybe that's the explanation, in fact, of the Tosfos there. Tosfos is saying, Inami, why? Because what the Re is saying is, it's not a mitzvah being done via an Avera if you've been koneh beforehand. Well, if that's the case, so then even if you're koneh at Yantif, but you're still not doing the mitzvah via an Avera. Whereas, you might say, if you take the other account of the Re, the Machmas means the Avera enables the Kiyuma mitzvah, not that the Kiyuma mitzvah is done via an Avera, but the Avera enables the Kiyuma mitzvah, in which case the Re is saying, this is a limitation. It has to be a gvul. It has to be a sofa dover. It has to be the avera still relevant. It's not enough that it satisfied the machmas requirement. That's the essential definition. But there's a limit. It has to be that the avera is still relevant at the time of the mitzvah. So in that case, I think it's much more of an open question. You could go either way. You might say, well, at what point is the cutoff? As long as it's still shas chalos chiva mitzvah. Or the yantif in which the mitzvah is chiv is chal. If it's already at that point, you haven't been, it's still gezel, you're still, the avera is still there, so then that's already not too distant. Or maybe you'll say it's the shas maisa mitzvah. That could also be. Right? Take just a narrower view of satisfying the requirement. In any event, this question about what the limits of this kinyan are, when does that still be relevant? So that, l'chora, is that issue in the psak of the Mordechai Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen regarding if somebody who's over and is mitaking the lulav, or removing the berries and being machshir the lulav. So Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen assumes that it's an isser malacha deraisa. Why is it that it's okay? So the Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen's psak was the reason that's okay is because we paskin against mitzvah abba bevera. But had you paskin mitzvah abba bevera, in fact, it would be a problem. So whether or not you have to agree with that, lechora, here you have a case which is, right, that's nafkamina. Meaning if you held that kodma mitzvah means the shasa mitzvah mamish, then lechora, there's no question why there's no problem. It's not a problem mitzvah abba bevera because you resolved the problem before the mitzvah. There's no avera anymore. Clearly true. Whereas if you say that, no, it has to be that there's no avera by the time the mitzvah, shas mitzvah, it's not in the too distant past. If the shas chalos achiyuv came, and then there was still an avera present, or there then was an avera, then that's already not too distant. That'll still be problems of avera. So then you have to say, presumably, in order to explain it, what Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen in fact says, which is that we pass against it as avera. All right. Final issue is just understanding Rabbeinu Tam. Returning to Rabbeinu Tam. How do we understand Rabbeinu Tam? Right, Rabbeinu Tam's position, again, was that even if you've been kona b'yeish prior to the mitzvah being performed, or prior to the shasa mitzvah, that item, it'll still be disqualified for use for the mitzvah, midi mitzvah b'aver. So I think here we could understand him one of two ways. The first way to understand him is the way that we presented initially, namely, the Rabbein Tam simply holds that any time you have satisfied the condition of mitzvah ba machmas avera, any time the mitzvah comes via or enabled by an avera, that's going to be a problem, and no limiting condition exists. In other words, he doesn't think that machmas requires or implies some sort of internal limitation in terms of what does it mean to be machmas, like our first account of the Re. He also doesn't think that there's any additional conditions besides machmas, like a second count of the Re. He rejects both of those. And therefore, anytime you've done an avera and enabled you to perform a mitzvah, that mitzvah will be puzzled. We still then need to ask, okay, what about that case of the lottery ticket, where had I not done an avera, I would never have been in a position to buy the lottery ticket, through which I was able to come into all this wealth, and now I can buy myself lulavim for the rest of my life. Assuming every time doesn't think, in fact, that would be puzzle, all those lulavim, can't use that money, which is hard to imagine. But assuming he doesn't, we'd have to wonder then what is his cutoff point. But the point is, at least, it's not this. It's not the Kenyan Lufna HaMitzvah. That's one possibility for a Brina Tam. The alternative is to say that Brina Tam agrees in principle that there is a limiting condition. The Aver has to be relevant. He just disagrees regarding the case here. He thinks that in this case, where you're be Yeh Yoshlof Mitzvah, it's still relevant. Even after the Kenyan, the Aver is still relevant. Whether or not he means by that, that in some level, you're still persisting in the Avera here, even after the Kenyan. That's more radical to say that even once you've been it, you're still persisting in the Avera by holding it, by owning it. Or less radical is to say that even if you're not persisting B'maisa Avera in any way, but the Shein Guzzle still persists. And if the Shein Guzzle persists, then it's still relevant. Right? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam can use the idea of the Ravid. For him, what's important about it is that it means that the Avera is still relevant. In other words, he too agrees there has to be some cutoff point. It can't just be that I've never been in a position to do this mitzvah, not for an Avera. If that's the case, then the mitzvah is puzzle. That's not true. It has to be there's some immediacy to the Avera. It has to be that it's still relevant in some way. And that's provided by the Shein Guzzle. Now again, that opens up the question. So then in what way is this still Shein Guzzle? So here again, Rabbeinu Tam could say what we explained in the concept of the Ramban. Perhaps he thinks that you don't completely own it, right? Like the Ramban regarding the Chiyuv Damim B'Yesh. Unless you say the Ravid, that you have a Chiyuv to return the Chefza, that you've been Kone, as long as the guy is willing to pay Damim. Unless you say that, I don't think we can attribute that to you. So I'm not assuming that the Rabbeinu Tam will agree with that. But maybe he agrees with the Ramban that there's a Shiur B'Kinyan, you don't fully own it. Or perhaps he thinks that even if you own it midini adam, you have a chiyuv lahach to see de shemayim, like the Ramban in Milchamos and Kuvidal. And maybe he'll say that enables that they were here to still be relevant. Again, this could either be because it still makes it a shame guzzle with chetza, or more ambitious, and this relates to what you said, Michael, maybe even you'll say that it's like an aver midi shemayim on some level here. If you have a chiyuv lahach to see de shemayim, so maybe we'll say, you know what, holding on to it is still an aver on the level of a dini shemayim. Maybe that wouldn't be enough to possible in the first place, but it's still a remnant of the Avera B'dini Adam that you did. Follow? In other words, it's not completely resolved, that Avera B'dini Adam, if you're still persisting on that Avera on a Dini Shemayim level. That could also be. Or perhaps, and just as far as that's concerned, again, we saw the Ramban initially here, he was of that opinion. He was of the opinion that Ramban initially, that Chiyuv Latzei Seh Shemayim, right, if you've been Kone, but that Kinyan leaves you with the Chiyuv Latzei Seh Shemayim, so the Ramban thought initially that it'll still be a problem mitzvah above there, even though he agrees with the Re, right, that if you have a kinyan before the mitzvah, that's not going to be a problem of mitzvah above there, but if you have a chiyuv latzeis seh shemayim still, that will be, he ends up retreating from that point. Again, as I showed you, if you look at the Machamas closely here. Or perhaps, Rabbeinu Tam might say, even if, again, like we said, even if you completely own the chavtza b'dini adam u'b'dini shemayim, and presumably, in that case, for sure, there's no Avera, but the history hasn't been forgotten. We're still aware of where it came from. It's still associated in the eyes of Halacha as a Shein Guzzle, as having been stolen. Now, the nafka mina between these two things, between these two understandings of Rabbeinu Tam, namely, the first, that all he requires is machmas, and that there's no limiting condition. Anytime you have machmas, it'll be sufficient. Versus the view that, no, he also agrees in principle that there is some limit. There has to be, the Avera is still relevant. He just thinks that in the case here, it's still relevant, the Avera. Because it's a simple way to take it, a guzzle b'chetza. I think there are two potential nafkaminas that we can just point to very quickly. One is, how do we explain the chiv dal behave for Rabbi Yochanan? Right? That was one of the outstanding questions that the Rishonim asked on Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, that was one of the major reasons they thought that Rabbi Yochanan believes yesh k'dikani, because the Gemara says that what's shitas Rabbi Yochanan regarding dal behave?
Still chayav.
Even if there's already been yesh, so you're still chayav, dal behave. Where the Gemara seems to have, at least for others, said explicitly that that sheet is incompatible with your being koneh b'yeish. If you've been koneh b'yeish, so then how could we still be in the parsha of Gezel, you know, that's mine. How could my chiyuv egzela increase for doing something with my chetza? That's one of the major makoros for the idea that Rabbi Yochanan paskins yeish di eino koneh. And what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer to that? So we don't have in Rabbeinu Tam himself, Mitzvaro, what would we say about that? So here I think it depends. If we take the view that Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning here, it's that all he requires is machmas. It's true that this aver has already totally been resolved, there's nothing left to it, but nonetheless, that's what a mitzvah aver is. The aver enables a mitzvah, so then that's a mitzvah aver. So then what are we going to say about Dalat Behei? There's
not much to say.
L'chor, what we'll have to say is what? What we'll have to say is, presumably, is Gezer Zakasev. And this is the formulation of Gezer Zakasev you find in the Rabbeinu Peretz answering this question for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Peretz asks, same adach, mash, but the summer is Rabbeinu Peretz about the comments on Chesam Beis. But nonetheless, you find in the Gemara here, Pasha's Gemara here is Yochanan believes your Yesh Kani, because he says Yesh Kani, Vachbichen, it's possible, must be Mitzvah Bever. Tirz Rabbeinu Tam, again, we don't find this elsewhere in Rabbeinu Tam. We don't find him addressing this question. Tirz Rabbeinu Tam, the Hachanami Savar Yochanan Yesh Kani, Umikom Makum Kamar, the Chiyuve Gamla Acher Yesh. Mishum Gzer Zakasav, Tavcho, Machro, Loshan Alef Yesh, Loshan Acher Yesh. It's Gzer Zakasav, even though you've been Konen. So if we take the view that even though you've been koned, it's still pasul the mitzvah of avera, if that's because anytime it's machmas, it's going to pasul, and that's what you have here, you have machmas, so then these two points are unrelated. It's discussive over there, here it's mishum mitzvah above there, it's just because an issue of all you needed was that it enabled the mitzvah that you have in both cases, they're totally unrelated, it's discussive. Whereas, if you take the view that the basis for minitam here is that he believes it's still a chayv etzagazel, that the aver is still relevant because it's still chavtza gzula. We haven't forgotten it. So then if that's the case, so then it's beautiful, right? Then what we find in the Gemara Bava Kama is a parallel reflection of this fact. And presumably, either we'll say it's not really exer zekasev, or if we take the formulation of the parrots, exer zekasev, we wouldn't have known it without the pasuk, but the pasuk is rooted in, it's reflecting the fact that the history hasn't been forgotten. Like, this is a nafkamina, this could be a nafkamina, you know, even if all other ones are gone, to the fact that it's still a chefetz agzula. In what sense? Well, what you do after that can still be considered doing with a chefetz agzula. It's yours entirely, maybe. But afal pichein, it's a chefetz agzula. Where do we see that that's still considered a chefetz agzula? Tvicha mechira will be mechayv dal behei, and mitzvah babaveri. You can't use it. It's still relevant for when you do the mitzvah, right? It's still a problem of doing a mitzvah via an aver. We're doing a mitzvah enabled by an aver. Even though there's a limit to that, it has to be that it's b'shas and mitzvah still relevant, you have that here, precisely because it's still a chavtza gzula. That's one point. And then the second thing is, what does Rabbeinu Tam say about other kinyanim, besides Yesh? So, lich ora, if we take the first view of Rabbeinu Tam, the way we explained him, that it's just a matter of machmas, and anytime you have machmas, that'll be sufficient. So then, what would be our inclination? Are there chilukim between kinyanim?
No.
Presumably not. Because it doesn't really matter. The point is, you still did a mitzvah via, or it's been enabled by an aver that you did. However it is that you were koneh chetzah is just irrelevant. Whereas according to the second, so then already, it might well be room to be mechalik. You know, if Rabbeinu Tam believes, you still need the aver to be relevant. He just thinks that in this case it is relevant. So then already there's room to say, well, maybe Rabbeinu Tam will say that's relevant in the case of Yeish. It's still a chetzah gzula, right? But maybe Shinoi Maisa it isn't so. Because after all, it's a different chayfetz. Maybe in case of Shinei Rishus, maybe it won't be either because it just doesn't apply to the Lokeach. Here would be saying something like the Ravid, in fact, said, but lo mitameh, right? The Ravid, or not ultimately mitameh. The Ravid said this because in terms of resolving the Shem Chayfetz of Bezula, here that's a relevant point, but what's relevant about it means that the Aveira is no longer in the picture. It's no longer relevant, so that as a cutoff point, when is it that you're, machmas Aveira ba mitzvah? So not if it's in the two distant past. So in these cases, maybe I'll say Rabbeinu Tam will agree about Shinoi Maisa because there's no remnant of the Aveira there. Right? So this, if you look at the Piskei Ritzos Rid, it's not clear exactly what basic approach to Mitzvah Bavera he takes. This wasn't clear to me when I first saw it. But it might well be Rabbeinu Tam's Machmas idea, the Tosos' Machmas idea, and he himself is mistopic by this point. Are there chilukim? This is similar to the Ravid. Again, the Ravid, we know why he was mechal. He was mechalik, or what the chilukim depended on. When do you have a shem zula persisting? But for the Tosafot Rid, it could well be that this is the question. Maybe we should make chilukim because maybe there's differences in terms of the question is what is the reason that if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, what is the reason that Yeish Kedikani even if you've been caught in a Be'yayish, it still won't. It still will be a psul mitzvah of Avera. Is that because it doesn't matter? Nothing matters once the mitzvah is bad machas Avera? Or is that because it's still persisting here, even through the Yayish? Nakamina, what about other potential kinyanim? Shin Rishu, Shin Maisa, might Rintam say differently. All right, so Adkan, I think this is Tom Inishlan, the issue of mitzvah Avera. One thing I did forget, which I mentioned that we'll get to it, but we ended up just skipping it, was the issue of, within the Ravid's approach, defining what is a Chetz Shal Mitzvah, using it as a Chetz Shal Mitzvah. Is it just employing something for the purpose of being kind of mitzvah, or is it narrower than that? From the Rambam, if the Rambam takes the view of the Ravid, which it sounds like he very well might, from a Pesach B'Shnayos regarding Asherah, so for the Rambam, what emerges in the context of his Psak regarding Shofar is that it's specifically the Chetz most essentially targeted by the mitzvah as being the Chetz Shal Mitzvah. Ad kedei kach, that shofar is just like a hechsher. It's not actually the chetz shel mitzvah. So that's what he says, that since it's bekol hu yotzei, and aim bekol din gezel, so then you're not using, it's not vevesim as a gezel. What are you being mevi, in other words, for the Rambam? Just the chetz shel mitzvah, which is identified as being an essential part of the mitzvah. If the mitzvah for the Rambam is shmias hakol, which it is, so then that means that what's the chetz shel mitzvah? Not necessarily what you need to be doing, but just the kol is the chetz shel mitzvah, as far as this halach is concerned. The Meiri says something similar. How it works with the Meiri's overall shita is a complicated question, but the Meiri says, and he explicitly references, this is dumya, this is dome, to what the Rambam says about guzzle, shofar guzzle, says in the context of sukkah, which is an enormous chiddush. He says that maybe the reason there's no problem, he says in the context of guzzle, is that he thinks that you're not really, you have to look at the language to believe it, but he basically says that there is no chetz shel mitzvah. You're just creating the conditions in which the maisa mitzvah can be done. The maisa mitzvah is yeshiva. The sukkah is just makifaso. So you're not really employing the sukkah. It's just sort of a, it has to be, it's like a hefsher. It has to be within a sukkah that you're sitting. Otherwise you're not being able to the mitzvah. But the thing that I'm using, really doing the mitzvah with, is just ani begufi. He says, dumya de shofar shofar gazel. So again, that's a major chiddush, that's true. Either way, both of these positions, both the Meiri and the Rambam here, reflecting the idea that when you say Chetz Shel Mitzvah, it's not just using a Chetz as part of the Maisa Mitzvah even, it's specifically the Chetz, which is identified as being, you know, the essential component of the Mitzvah. For other contexts, it's clear that it is defined as a Chetz Shel Mitzvah. I mean, Sukkah, at the very least, is quite obvious. For sure, it exists regarding Sukkah. That's the original case. And yet the Meiri is saying it's not a Chetz Shel Mitzvah for this purpose. L'chora, I have to look it up again, but L'chora Shofar is the same halacha. There is an Isser Tashmish B'Shofar. I think it's mentioned even in the Mishnah Megillah regarding Tashmishei Mitzvah, which, I mean, Nizrakin L'achar Mitzvahsan, but L'tzolch Mitzvahsan, there's this Isser of either Huxel Mitzvah or Bizei Mitzvah. So it's clear L'chora that that's a Chetz Shel Mitzvah in that sense. So it's just another Chiddush I forgot to mention. I don't know if the Ravid agrees with it. But if we say the view that we're talking about, that what mitzvah bever apostles the use of a chetz shel bever for a mitzvah, so we discuss what a chetz shel bever is, we forgot to mention what a chetz shel mitzvah is. For the Rambam, the Meiri has a very narrow definition, whereas I think it's more reasonable to think that if you don't say that, probably be parallel to the sugya of Isser, of Tashmishi mitzvah, of chetz shel mitzvah. Okay? All right, Adkan. So Mir Tashem, next topic will be Lulav HaYavesh.